Welcome to Daily Inspiration today as we look to the Word of God and see what the Lord would have for us, and that we may be encouraged in His Word. I'm thinking along the lines of seeking the Lord again, and something that's a great encouragement to me has been, and I still find it encouraging and inspiring, is the way that the Lord seeks His sheep, the way that the Lord seeks those which are lost. There wasn't a lot written in the Old Testament about the Lord seeking out the lost, and I'm not sure how common the thought was that the destruction of the wicked or the sinner is cause for rejoicing. I'm not sure how common that thought was, but I believe there was some thinking along those lines. In other words, many that had that attitude, maybe even today. But Jesus brought out in Luke 15 the heart of the Father in seeking His sheep and those that are lost. And He gave three stories or parables here in Luke 15 that pertain to this. And each one of them by themselves doesn't really bring out the full message, but together we can see the heart of the Father. And so the first one is the parable of the lost sheep, and the shepherd leaves the 99 and goes and finds the lost sheep, and he brings it back rejoicing, with much rejoicing. And then the woman having the 10 silver coins and loses one, and she purposes to seek it, to sweep the house until she finds it. There's a lot of intentionality here, but of course a coin can't repent, and so it's not a full picture of it, but together the three of these, the lost sheep, the lost coin, and the lost son, really bring out the heart of the Father in seeking and watching for those lost. This was an encouragement to me when I was lost and knew that I needed the Lord to be reminded, and someone spoke this to me, that the Lord is, if I'm seeking the Lord, then the Lord is also seeking me. And what a blessing to know that the Father seeks His own. He seeks those that are lost. Of course, he always knows where we're at. He always knows our physical location. But He watches for us in the sense that He longs for us to return to Him. He wants us to return, like this lost son came to the realization that he was lost and he was in a bad place. And he turned, he arose and turned and went toward his father. And as soon as his father perceived that, he ran towards him. And that's the way I believe that our Heavenly Father also, he's watching, and He's very intentional in bringing the lost to repentance. And when we come to a place where we see our need and realize the lost condition of our soul, and the moment we turn towards Him, He is coming towards us. When we draw near to Him, He draws near to us. When we humble ourselves and and get up and take a step towards him. He is already on his way to meet us. That's an encouragement.